The Snow Flower. Hope and Gratitude. In the town of Chespaya, an 11-year-old boy called Cirilo lived a few kilometers from the sea. He lived with his mother Petronila, his father Julio, and his two little brothers. Carola was 9 and Gualberto was 6. The family had a small farm close to the town. Cirilo's mother and father trusted him to look after his brothers and help them take care of the house and the farm. Everyone in town spoke very highly of Cirilo. He was always polite and helpful, and the year before, he even saved a little girl from drowning in the river. One day, Cirilo was riding home on the family's old donkey. He had been out collecting firewood. When he approached the house, his mother didn't come out to greet him like she usually did. "Mom!" he called out as he climbed off the donkey. He didn't hear call back. "Mom!" he called again, but there was still no reply. He went to his parents' bedroom and found his mother lying on the bed. There were traces of insect bites on her arms. "Mom, were you bitten by mosquitoes?" Cirilo touched his mother's face. Her skin was far too hot. Cirilo fetched clean, cool water and tried to help his mother to drink it. He dabbed water on her forehead and cheeks too, to try to calm the fever. Half an hour later, his father arrived home. By then, Petronila was so sick that nobody could understand her when she tried to talk. Julio brought Mrs. Cruz, the town healer, to see Petronila. Mrs. Cruz put a compress on Petronila's forehead and prepared a special mixture of herbs. She gave Julio instructions on how to look after Petronila and told him that if her illness got worse, he should bring Mrs. Cruz back. Several days passed. Petronila didn't get worse, but she didn't get any better either. Cirilo and his little brothers all knelt by their mother's bed and prayed. "Christ the Lord, please help Mom get better. Holy Mary, please don't let my mom die." At nighttime, Cirilo's brothers went to bed, but Cirilo stayed up with his father, watching over Petronila. Eventually, exhausted and worried, Cirilo fell asleep next to his mother's bed. In his dreams, he saw a bright light and heard a voice saying, "When you wake up, I will send a messenger to you. He will help you save your mother." It was dawn when Cirilo woke up. Without thinking about what he was doing, he left his mother's side and his father sleeping in a chair and ran out of the house. There, he saw a huge condor with a color of golden feathers and a golden crest on its head.
"Hello, Cirilo. I am Tupac Condor. I know that you have a good heart and a pure soul, so I have been sent to take you to find the snow flower that will cure your mother. jump on my back and hold on tight, and we will fly together to find it."
Cirilo was shocked, but he remembered the voice in his dream. This was the messenger that would help him save his mother. He must trust Tupac Cantor. He climbed onto the great bird's back, and Tupac Cantor flew up and away from the town of Chespaya. They flew towards the highest mountain Cirilo had ever seen. But Tupac Cantor landed at a cave far from the top.
"You must protect yourself from the cold," he told Cirilo. "Take what you need from the cave, and then we can go higher."
Cirilo found pants, a poncho, a balaclava, a chuyo, and a pair of gloves in the cave, all made of the finest and warmest vicuña wool. He also found dark glasses that would protect his eyes from the glare of the sun on the snow. When he was dressed, he climbed back onto Tupac Cantor's back, and they flew up to the snowy peak of the mountain. At the top of the mountain, a beam of sunlight shone down onto a block of ice. Inside the ice, Cirilo saw a flower with 7 petals, each one of the 7 colors of the rainbow.
"That is a snow flower," said Tupac Cantor. "You must take it home. Place it in a glass of water until the ice melts, and then give it to your mother to drink."
Cirilo picked up the block of ice. "Thank you, Tupac Cantor, for bringing me here. You have answered my prayers." Cirilo tucked the block of ice safely under his poncho and climbed onto the condor's back again. They flew back down the steep mountain and back towards Cirilo's hometown. When they landed outside his house, Cirilo thanked Tupac Cantor again. Then he rushed inside and put the ice in a glass of water. It melted much quicker than he expected. He brought the glass of water with a snow flower floating in it to his mother. He held her head with one hand, and with the other one, he held the glass to her lips and helped her drink it. With every mouthful, her skin cooled and her breathing grew easier. By the time she had drunk the whole glass, she could look at Cirilo with clear eyes.
"I dreamed that you flew with a condor," she whispered. "I prayed that you would be safe."
At the sound of her voice, Julio woke up. The whole family rejoiced at Petronila's recovery, and when they learned what Cirilo had done, they were grateful for him and to the messenger Condor who had helped him. "We never lost faith that your mom would get better, and now she is healthy again," said Julio to his children. "It is important that you never lose hope, even when terrible things happen." The end.